I'm Bob McShane, the sales manager for Central Island Broadcasting in Nanaimo, British Columbia.
And Bob, you attended my seminar, How to Get Past the Gatekeeper, Advanced Strategies for Sales Professionals.
Yes, I did.
And I'm wondering, what were your expectations, realistically, when you went in, before the seminar began? Were you assuming this would be mind-blowing, groundbreaking material, or were you expecting it to be stuff you'd seen before?
Not stuff I've seen before. I've heard the story of Chet Holmes, just the story, and nothing in great detail. So I was hoping to learn, really, just some really good telephone techniques that I could pass on to my sales team.
And for the people who are not familiar with Chet Holmes, he's this legendary Fortune 500 sales trainer, and who is just a sales animal. And these techniques that I teach are actually Chet's, and Chet and I actually work together on this. Chet spent about 20 years and $20 million of research and development learning these methods, and I don't know anyone who cold calls better than he. One of the success stories that I like to quote is when he used these techniques to cold call Michael Eisner, CEO of the Disney company, on the first call. And what's funny is, even though these techniques are really powerful, and he'd been doing them for years, he wasn't expecting to get Eisner on the first call. And when Eisner picked up the phone, momentarily, Chet was thrown. You know, fortunately, he knew what to do next. But so you had heard of Chet, so you had some reason to believe the material might have value.
Right.
Was there anything that particularly stands out for you in terms of an aha experience or something that you learned that you thought was new and really useful to you?
Well, yeah, the gatekeeper, up until this, was always be nice to the gatekeeper and sitting down, and the one area you focused on was you don't have to be all that nice. And so that was a learning experience.
Right, and that's one of the things I'm very big on is, although I would want to stress to somebody that we don't advocate being rude to or belittling the gatekeeper.
Right.
The whole concept that you need to befriend the gatekeeper, I think, is not only a mistake, but it's a waste of a lot of people's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why spend all that time if you can go right past the gatekeeper in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that immediately leaps to mind that seemed to be something you could use?
I used most of it. In fact, I came back, and I think within the first 10 days of being back, went through your seminar in my sales meeting, and section by section, just as you have it laid out in the REB book here. So I stole all your stuff, and I just went through it with my reps. So everything stood out as a well-planned system, if you will, in working the phone.
Well, and actually in the recorded version that we just completed, we've got it broken down into 29 or 30 modules on the CDs specifically for the people who want to have sales meetings on the topic. How did your reps react? Did they say, wow, this is brilliant, we're going to do it immediately, or were some of them rather, they weren't in the room with us, were they a bit more skeptical, were they afraid to try the new techniques? What were their responses?
They knew that if I felt whatever I was bringing to the table that day was going to work for this market, and they weren't skeptical at all. In fact, they enjoyed and picked up a lot of the same tips, you know, your voice, your attitude, ending on the up note ideas and so forth. And, you know, embrace that as, you know what, let's get on the phones and try it. They feel they're getting through to decision makers quicker. They're without offending anybody, of course. And their phone skills have increased because of this.
I suspect that when a sales manager shares this with the sales staff and they go out and try it, I would think that ultimately it probably makes them less afraid of cold calling overall. It's probably a good antidote to what's known as call reluctance. Just knowing that you can have control of the conversation.
Right.
And please go ahead.
And that's what it did. It just, again, gave them the confidence that if they had some backup in case they got into a jam, It just reinforced that, you know what, they don't have to hand control of the conversation over, that they can keep it without offending anybody. The, you know, we were battling, because we're small, a small market, everybody knows everybody type idea, and we don't want to offend anybody. But, you know, they felt by keeping control of the conversation, they weren't offending anybody, and they were getting what they wanted.
And you've identified what I think is the single most important aspect of the entire process. It is grabbing control and maintaining control of the conversation from the very beginning. And unfortunately, most salespeople cede control to the gatekeeper.
Right.